Welcome back to Gone Outdoors here on KWSN Radio and KFGO in the Fargo-Moorhead area. Scotty Brewer, Kyle Agri. And this next voice you're going to hear, if you are a loyal KFGO listener, you definitely have heard this voice, especially in the mornings. Mr. Doug Lear of the KFGO Morning Show. He's also a North Dakota Game and Fish Outreach Biologist, which is the reason we have him on. We're not having him on because we want to talk morning show stuff. We're going to talk North Dakota Game and Fish stuff. How you doing, Doug?
I'm doing great, guys. Always enjoy being on the show. Love listening to the show. And I have to tell you, you guys do such a fantastic job. And sometimes there was an interview. I get my mind gets wrapped around the axle and that. But you had an epidemiologist from Minnesota Health on a couple of weeks ago. And preventing some of those tick issues that we have. I mean, when it comes to spending time outdoors, you know, especially the way turkey season, you know, rolled out this year, sometimes we hear more about the ticks in the spring than we do about the turkey hunt. So you guys do a fantastic job. It's a privilege and a pleasure to be on the radio with you.
You know, and that's great because we need more people to talk about ticks and prevention and all that kind of stuff because, you know, the side effects of that can be like really, really bad. So we want to keep our outdoorsmen out in the outdoors. You know, Doug, the North Dakota Firearm Deer Lottery application deadline is coming up quickly. There's going to be a lot of people that are wondering, am I going to get a tag this year? Am I not getting a tag this year? Why didn't I get a tag this year? I didn't get a tag last year. So let's talk over that a little bit. The deadline, if I'm correct, is June 7th.
You're absolutely right. If you want to hunt deer in North Dakota, you have to have a tag. And if you want to get a tag, you have to enter into our lottery. And we have a deadline. If you miss the deadline of Wednesday, June 7th, then you're basically out of the mix, especially for the first go round. A couple of key points when we talk about the deer lottery in North Dakota is some of the younger hunters may not appreciate the fact that in North Dakota, you don't have to sit out. Our system is set up and designed so that you don't have to sit out a year. If you draw a tag, there's no waiting period. And the longer you go without a tag, the better odds you have of drawing a tag. And in a way, we look at it as maybe being the best of both worlds, because the last thing we want to do is tell people, well, you can't even apply for a lottery. You have no chance whatsoever. And we also want to make sure, though, that the longer you go without drawing a tag, the better odds you have of drawing it. And one of the things that a hunter can do is if you want to do your homework, and that's just like anything else, whether you're going fishing in Canada or planning elk hunting in Colorado, your job is to do your homework. And if you look at our lottery statistics, you can see how difficult it might be to draw a tag in Unit 2B, a huge unit in the Fargo area, Cass County, one of the biggest units in North Dakota. But if you look at the lottery history, last year there were 3,200 applicants for just under 800 tags. You do the math on that, your odds are not very good. Now, if you have those bonus points, if you've gone a number of years without drawing a license, you have better odds, but there's no guarantee. On the flip side, if you just say, you know what, I love deer meat, I just want to draw a tag, I want to go hunting, as mobile as the hunters are nowadays, if you look to southwestern North Dakota, there's a Unit 3F2. And Unit 3F2, for the doe tags, there were 850 doe tags allocated last year, and there were 5 applicants. Now, that's one of those units that's had chronic wasting disease. But there's deer down there. There's access down there. There's plots land down there. And if you're sitting here in the end of May saying, next fall, I just want to draw a tag, those are just two examples of if you put in the homework and the research, you can find out that, gosh, you know what? If I'm just going to stay in the unit that I haven't drawn a tag in for the last 4 years or for 5 years, my odds are going to go up, but there's no guarantee. Maybe I might want to consider looking for possibly a different unit, guys. There's a lot of different ways to look at it.
Well, and I have to believe this is not quite as simple as taking a dart and throwing it on a board and coming up with a number randomly. North Dakota Game and Fish, you guys employ biologists, you employ people who study the population, right? And so you're balancing the demand for hunters and having that opportunity to hunt with the health of the herd. How do you ever figure out all of those things together and come up with a number of tags?
And also remember in that equation, these big game biologists, these wildlife managers, they love to hunt. So they want to make sure that the herd is healthy. They want to make sure that there is hunter access. And they also want to make sure we have a fair and equitable way of distributing deer tags. So there's a lot of things that go into it. And I think that's one of the advantages of managing deer by unit versus just saying, you know what, you can draw a buck tag and you can go out and shoot a buck. I'm not going to say any state does it right or wrong, but when you look at a state of North Dakota and our geography and our hunter demographic, we feel like we've got a pretty good system of distributing the set number of deer hunting opportunities in the most equitable manner. We also don't want to get into a point where people are saying, well, we should change it this year, and then next year we should change it. I've been working for Game and Fish for knocking on the door of 30 years, and we've tweaked things here and there, but we haven't overhauled it. And that's a real credit to a system, because the last thing you want to do, whether it's fishing regulations or lottery regulations, is confuse people and change it every single year. So we have a great explanation on the Game and Fish Department website, as I kind of referenced. If you want to do some research and look into your specific unit, you can find out how many tags were allocated this year and last year, how many people applied for those tags, and then you can better see where your odds might be for this year's deer lottery.
You know, and Doug, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I got to believe that the Game and Fish managers that you talked about that like to deer hunt are following these same rules as everybody else. So they yeah. have to apply just like everybody else. One thing I would like to add is if you are wanting to get out and hunt more, if you're not getting tags as much as you would like, the archery season, at least as of yet that I know, yep. still is an over-the-counter license. So almost yeah. anybody can get out, and you can go out and you can use your bow or your crossbow, depending on those regulations, and you can still go get that meat that you were talking about.
And that's absolutely right. It's really easy to stand at the gas station or the cafe or the watering hole and bash the system. But as you said, our archery tags are not done through a lottery. If you want to hunt deer with a bow in North Dakota, you can purchase that archery tag and go. And as I gave a couple of examples earlier on, if you want to look at some of those units, I mean, we have no problem, you know, driving from Fargo to Crosby to go pheasant hunting. If you want to hunt deer, if you want to draw a tag, you can look at some of those units and you can find places where, you know, you might not draw the buck tag in the unit that you want every single year, but you definitely can go, you know, maybe a year or less without being unsuccessful if you look for some of those different opportunities in those different units. And that's the thing that we really want to promote is, and instead of, you know, getting frustrated, look for the opportunities. Those opportunities are out there, and sometimes it requires you as a hunter to put a little more homework into it.
Doug Laird, North Dakota Game and Fish Outreach Biologist and host of the KFGO Morning Show. Thanks for coming on Gone Outdoors, Doug. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys. You guys keep up the great work. You do a fantastic job. You're great ambassadors for hunting, fishing, conservation, and the outdoors across the Midwest. So I so appreciate the work you guys do.
Thank you very much, sir. Special thanks to our Gone Outdoors show sponsors, Ray Sport Marine, Adventure RV, Lakeland General Store, Devil's Lake Tourism, and Linex of Fargo. Thank you for tuning in to Gone Outdoors. Follow along when you hit the water or the woods with Gone Outdoor Podcasts. KFGO.com, KWSN.com, or on Apple Podcasts. Visit us at BrewerAgriOutdoors.com for all kinds of information, and follow us on social media. Until next week, from Scotty and Kyle, we'll be Gone Outdoors.